with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. Vivid Sydney, owned, produced and operated by Destination Sydney, New South Wales, is now in its ninth year and is the world's largest festival of light, music and ideas. This year it will be running for 23 days, from the 26th of May until the 17th of June. Vivid Light consists of large-scale light installations and projections, notably on the Opera House and prominent buildings around Circular Quay. It has now expanded to Barangaroo, Taronga Zoo and Chatswood. Vivid Music is a music performances and collaborations including Vivid Live at the Opera House. And Vivid Ideas consists of creative ideas, discussion and debate. The Vivid organisers have made a concerted effort to make this astonishing and world-renowned festival inclusive to all. The Vivid website, www.vividsydney.com, has a very informative access and inclusion page. On this you will find an accessibility map indicating all accessible facilities and services, such as viewing platforms, toilets and vehicle drop-off zones, as well as transport and parking information. Many of the key features, such as the light walk, are audio described. But the heart of Vivid remains the Opera House. And today, Barbara Sullivan spoke by phone with Jenny Spanak, Accessibility Manager, to hear in detail about the special events happening at the Opera House, such as the lighting of the sails and an exciting cinematic music collaboration.
Hello, Jenny. It's wonderful to welcome you back to AbleQuest.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
This time we're talking not just about general accessibility at the Opera House, but we're talking specifically about Vivid, which is opening on Friday. So it must be an extraordinarily busy time for you leading up to Friday's launch.
Yes, it's very busy around here, definitely.
Let's start with what I think most people consider to be the core of Vivid and the most exciting part, actually, the lighting the sails. Talk to us a little bit about the artist for this year's sails design. Just describe it to us a little bit and then we'll talk about the audio description.
This year, the artist, the creative behind the lighting of the sails, is Sydney artist Ash Boland, and he'll be working with Brazil's foremost sound designer, Amon Tobin, and Sydney animation specialist Spinifex to create an amazing vision of colourful sea creatures and vibrant plant life that will take place on the sails, that will play out on the sails, which will be accompanied by the sound design that Amon Tobin will create.
If you were standing in front of it, you would be able to hear quite clearly the sound as the images move through and change and so on.
That's right, yeah, and it's quite an amazing futuristic scene, and you'll see all the sort of pulsing sea creatures and you see searing birds and iridescent plant life all played out on the sails.
Let's talk about the lighting of the sails and what it means for people with low vision or no vision. It's such an iconic thing for the rest of Sydney. Tell me how you're going to be able to include such people.
I guess for the past couple of years now, we've been providing audio description. So people who have low vision, people who are blind, can come and enjoy the lighting of the sails and I guess not feel left out of it, because the audio description keeps them in the loop, so lets them know what's going on and describes all of the vision, tries to kind of convey everything that's going on in the sails to people as they come and sit on the boardwalk and get the description live into their headsets. And they can share that with friends and family. They come with them. We put out seating on the forecourt overlooking the sails and people can sit there and hear. So usually the sails lighting goes for 15 minutes in a loop. So they sit there and they can hear a bit of an introduction and then they hear the audio describer describing the scene that's playing out on the sails. And accompanied with that, we usually have some sort of tactile elements. People can feel models of the Opera House. They can feel the touch of the sails and what the light is projected on. And it really provides provides, I guess, a more of a holistic kind of feel to what's going on the stage that people can enjoy together. And I guess people that come with their relatives, friends and family, they don't have to describe what's going on. They can also just sit back and listen as well. So we've been doing that for a couple of years now. It's actually the third year that we're doing that. So it really provides access to people with low vision and people who are blind and gives them access to this incredible, iconic part, the Vivid Festival.
And Jenny, is that just on a certain date or is that available all the time?
Yes, so that's actually going to be available. We're offering that on the 12th of June this year, and it is also going to be available on our live streaming of the event on YouTube and the Sydney Opera House website. So we will be recording the audio description as an option so people can listen to it on the live stream as well.
Now, to get the headsets, I imagine they have to book them, do they?
Yes. So if you go onto our website under the accessibility performance section, it gives you information. You have to register, and once we've got you registered, you turn up a little bit earlier. There's someone there to give you the headsets, and then we've accompanied people out to the forecourt where people sit, and then they put on the headsets. And the headsets are really just there, so a lot of the ambient noise of people around is taken out, so you can really just hear directly what's going on from the audio describer who's standing with you at the time.
And Jenny, that's just one round at 6 o'clock. It doesn't go for the whole night on the 12th.
No, the people come at 6, we get settled, we give a bit of an introduction, and then it goes on for a loop, so a 15-minute loop. And then afterwards, for this year, in our lounge, up on the box office level, there's a separate virtual reality project, and it's actually part of the Vivid Live experience. It's an immersive, you delve into the oceanic expanse of what they call the last audio creature in virtual reality. And it takes one of the, as a theme, one of the creatures that you see on the sails, and it explores the sort of shape-shifting oceanic water world of these creatures that you experience with virtual reality, which we will also be audio describing. So that's also a kind of add-on to that experience on the forecourt.
Prior to that, on the 12th of June, you have, I understand, a very, very special event that has not occurred before at any Vivid, a concert at 3 o'clock with the Australian Chamber Orchestra. This is quite an astonishing partnership, I guess you'd call it, with a very gifted film director, Jennifer Peedham. Could you talk about Mountain, please?
Talk about just generally just the chance to work with the ACO. So the ACO approached me to have this audio described. Mountain is an epic cinematic and music collaboration between ACO and, as you mentioned, the BAFTA-nominated Chirp director, Jennifer Peedham, and it includes footage of wild, I guess, mountainous landscapes that she's filmed, and sort of incredible backdrop of all of in these incredible mountains, and this all goes on while the ACO performs live with the music.
So they've made special selections. They've got a whole program based on what sort of footage is playing at the time on screen.
That's right. So they've sort of worked together with the film and worked on, I guess, a stunning soundscape to go with the landscape, and different works by Vivaldi, by Chopin, and by Richard Tognetti himself. So it's really the unique musical journey as well as this journey through these vistas and these mountains and the scenery that people haven't seen before.
This is all put together by Richard himself, Richard Tognetti himself.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wonderful collaboration. So the special event on the 12th at 3 p.m. is audio described, correct?
That's right. So if people want to, if people are planning to come to the audio described event on the forecourt, the lighting of the sails at 6, they can also come in a bit earlier at 3 o'clock and attend the performance. So have a kind of afternoon, evening experience with the ACO performance going from 3 to 5 p.m. and then the lighting of the sails from 6 p.m. I should mention, though, that the lighting of the sails is a free event, and the mountain, there's a special discount price of $25 for people coming to the audio description.
And because it's an ACO event, they book through the Australian Chamber Orchestra for
that's
that, do
right.
they?
Right. They book through, all these details are actually on the Access website of the Opera House, but they book through the Access manager, Dean Watson, there, and his email and phone number are on the website.
It's fantastic to see Vivid expanding in the sort of coverage for people who can't normally enjoy all Vivid can have to display. I will just talk to you about the Opera House events, but we will explain a little bit about the other accessibility to some of the other events.
Yeah,
as
and so
well.
Can I also mention just with that, that I guess this is the first time in Vivid that we're offering not just the experience of coming, you know, in terms of audio description of coming to the sales, but also the opportunity to enjoy the music part of Vivid as well, which is the ACO concert, which is part of the Vivid lineup.
Now, talking of music, I understand you've got another quite different and part of your annual accessibility program, but specifically designed for Vivid. This is something that I understand is called Club Weld, W-E-L-D.
As part of Vivid this year, I guess it's the first time we've done a project like this, but we're collaborating with Club Weld, which is Autism Spectrum Australia's music studio and made up of musicians, and we're teaming up with some local artists. The local artists are mentoring the artists from Club Weld to make their own music in our, I guess, state-of-the-art Intel broadcast studio. They're doing this as part of Vivid and, I guess, getting an exposure to what goes on behind the scenes in Vivid and a chance to collaborate with our audio engineers and with these artists and I guess, empower the artists to become music producers and get these kind of amazing experiences at the Opera House.
And will that be broadcast to the general public?
Yes, so once we've got the outcome of the collaboration, it's going to be broadcast on FBI radio and it will also sit on our YouTube as well, and we'll be making a little film of the experience too.
Now, I understand that what they're doing, and I think this is quite fascinating, that they were inspired by a project that you had done a couple of years ago called Remix the House, which was going around the Opera House and taking all the sounds from the Opera House, whether it was the sound of the ballerina's feet to the maybe the lapping of the waters, all those sounds at the Opera House, and remixing them to create unique musical tracks, and that the Club Weld participants will capture field recordings around the building in the same sort of way. Is that what it's based on?
Yes, that's exactly right. So it will be based on the Remix of the House, and they will be coming in and recording different sounds of the Opera House and making some sample packs of sounds, and then working with the mentors, with their artists, to remix those tracks and develop their own music composition.
Fascinating. Well, there's certainly something for everyone at this Vivid, and it just is getting bigger and bigger every year. Very exciting for everybody concerned, and Jenny, you've put a lot of extra work into it this year. Is it one of the main things on your annual calendar?
It's definitely, yes, one of the highlights, I have to say. So the Access Program continues to grow and continues to expand into other festivals and areas and experiences at the Opera House, but I guess this sort of stands out as one of the premier experiences of the year.
And in a year or two, you're going to have a lot greater physical accessibility in the concert hall. Is that correct?
That's right. As part of our renewal upgrades, we'll have improved accessibility into the concert hall as well.
It's certainly opening this up to everybody. And congratulations on your efforts at inclusion. And we look forward to seeing Vivid over the course of the next few weeks, 26th of May through the 17th of June.
That's right.
Good luck. I hope it all goes very well.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me on.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.